Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us heaven. Thank you for giving us hope. You living in us is our great hope. You living in us is our ticket into heaven. It's our abundant life right now. It's our fullness of peace, fullness of joy right now. We thank you. We look to you, fixing our eyes steadily on you. We praise you in your name. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. If you're interested in subscribing to these podcasts, you can go to the iTunes search query and just put Michael Ryan's Booze, B-O-O-S, in there, and you should be able to pick me up. I want to talk to you today about being a priest unto the Lord. You are a priest. It's important to know that you were saved, but you weren't just saved so that you can now go and try to figure out this life in your own understanding, but God lives in you and has called you to be a priest, and of course he does all the work through you. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, at the end of it, it says, "To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood. And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever." He's made us a kingdom of priests. And that may be something that we don't hear often, but it's true. We use the word priest in different faiths you hear about priests, but it's important to know that priests historically in the Old Testament, they had direct access to God. They took the sins of the people and they brought them to God. They offered them to him. The people could not have direct access to God. It was the priest and the priest alone. But then when Jesus Christ came, who is our high priest, and he died and was our sacrifice, and he being the high priest offered himself, him being the sacrifice and the high priest at the same time, offering himself up to the Lord. Well, we believed in him and become born again, and now the Lord, God, lives in us. So now we have direct access. You have direct access to God all day long. You are his chosen possession. He dwells in you and is joined to you. And priests have functions. Priests intercede. They intercede for other people. They pray for other people. Just like our high priest, Jesus, who intercedes for us. But there's another cool thing that priests do. In 1 Peter chapter 2, again, this concept of being a priest is spoken about. In verse 5. Let me just hop over there. It says in chapter 2, verse 5, that you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And again, Jesus Christ is your foundation. He should be, right? He released you. He released you from the penalty of your sins. I mean, that is a huge deal. That's a huge deal. When you die, you don't have to worry about hell. That's not something on our radar. But, you know, when death is around the corner, you start thinking about where you're going to spend your eternity. When we have sins, I mean, if we couldn't take care of one day's worth of sin, you couldn't fix one day worth of sin. Imagine a lifetime of sin. A lifetime. That's what the Lord has released you from. And then there's more. He's made his dwelling place in your heart. The eternal God, creator of the universe, lives inside of you. And it's by his power that you live. And you can call on him for help at any time that you're in time of need. He fills you up, and you can enjoy his presence all day long, every day, 365 days of the year. That's the abundant life. But he's made you a priest He has indeed. He's made you a priest, and you offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, because it's through him to do that. And what's a spiritual sacrifice? Well, Hebrews 13 says that praising him with our mouth, that's an acceptable spiritual sacrifice. I believe that as priests, we ought to be praising. You know, it's good to know that you are a priest unto the Lord, his possession, and that your role is to be praising him with songs, with hymns, with your words, with your actions, praising him. It talks about it again in the same chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2, and it goes on to verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. You are God's possession. Yes, you are. Please know that. Please know that. God possesses you. And you know what? You possess God. Amen. You possess God. It's a great relationship we have. And you know what it's called? It's called the New Covenant. Amen. Signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the New Covenant. We are God's possession. And it's not just because someone says so. It's because he actually lives in you. That's how you know. And goes on to say that as a priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the people for God's own possession, here's what you should be doing. Here's what your role is. So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into a marvelous light. See, as a priest, you're called to proclaim the excellencies of Jesus Christ to those around you, to the world. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why I encourage you to make Jesus Christ your abundance, to be worshiping him, to be praising him, even if you don't feel like it, because he's worthy of it. I mean, we tell people thank you just out of respect. We may not be having some emotional super connection to it, but we thank people. Someone holds the door open for us, thank you. Someone goes and picks up something off the ground that we drop, we say thank you. How much more should we thank the Lord? I mean, your heart is beating right now. You're not controlling that. Your cells are giving directions to other parts. Your nucleus of your cell is working. You're not controlling any of that stuff. Your brain is functioning. You're not controlling that right now. And then, if you believe in the gospel, you've been saved. You're going to heaven when you die. You won't die. You're not going to die. Isn't that worth a thank you? Isn't that worth a praise all day from the Lord, for the Lord? I think so. That he actually loves you enough to come and dwell next to you. I think that's worth praising him and thanking him. And as priests, that's our job. We lift up the Lord and his excellencies to those around us. Why? Because we're boasting? No, we're boasting in him because what he's done. He's moved us he's moved us from one category to another category. He's moved us from children of wrath to children of light. There was a time where the wrath of God was abiding on you. And it says in Hebrews, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. It really is a dreadful thing. And you just don't want to be in his anger. I mean, if he's intense with his love, coming down and dying on a tree, being tortured, imagine how he is with his wrath. And we were saved from that. We won't even taste that. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, this is the only hell in this life that you're going to get. If you haven't accepted Christ, this is the only heaven you're going to get. And even if you're a believer and this is your only hell, you can still have heaven right now in your heart if you just realize that Christ lives in you, which is why you're a priest, you're a holy nation, you're the possession of God. And to proclaim his excellency should be just part of our walk, just part of your walk. So I encourage you to really incorporate that into your life, that You are a priest unto God, and you are called to minister unto God, to be praying for other people and to be lifting them up and praising his name and worshiping him and to proclaiming his excellencies to those around you. That is really the abundant life, because he's filling you up and his presence in you is just so amazing and so abounding that it compels you. It compels you to do these things. Prayer is an important part of your Christian walk. It's the life, it's the breath of your walk. Speaking to Jesus Christ and begging him for his presence to fill you up, that's your daily food. He says in John chapter 6, my flesh is the true food, my blood is the true drink. And his flesh and blood is speaking of his sacrifice and of pretty much the gospel of his death and resurrection. His body being the tool of sacrifice for us. That's something that we should be meditating on and taking advantage of the implication of that. The implication of his crucifixion is that he lives in us, saved, cleaned, washed beings. He lives in us, and we should be asking him for help. That's our food all day, to be filled up with his presence, to be reading his word and seeing him. So I encourage you to walk as a priest unto the Lord. You have direct access to the Lord. You no longer have to ask anyone or get access to God through anyone or anything. Just, you can go right to him. Amen. Lord, I pray that you quicken this word to whoever's listening, and that you just show them that you love them and you desire them to walk deeper into this Christian walk, and that heaven is in their hearts right now, and that one day that we will be with you in heaven, but we can have a piece of that right now from just your presence being here among us. So we love you and we lift you up in your name. Amen.